This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Back to our continued coverage of the Senalytics Summit here in Seattle, Washington. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. David Eldred from Celerity Credit Union. David, how are you, sir?
Good.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nice to meet you in person.
In person, in the flesh.
In the flesh, exactly. All the way up here in the great Northwest. And I noticed that you were on a really good panel yesterday, full of CEOs talking about data analytics and the whole nine yards up there. Really great stuff here. And you were kind of the moderator and contributor as well.
Yep.
So how did give me your summary on that session in particular?
Well, I thought they were a great group.
Oh yeah.
Very dynamic leaders who are thinking about how data in particular can help make our members' lives better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Digital transformation, innovation, these are things that credit unions just should be thinking about.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like we said on stage, you know, the choices before all of our credit unions, our industry, have never been more numerous.
Oh, yeah.
And the tool sets that we have to pursue those have never been more complex.
Mm-hmm.
And so navigating those waters, if you will, is what that session was all about.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, they had some great insights to share with everyone.
Indeed. Yeah, it was tons of takeaways in there for sure. So, and you did a great job moderating, by the way. So well done on that, because I know sometimes that's not an easy job, but you did great.
Cats.
Exactly. Herding cats indeed. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here. CX, DX, UX, EX. A lot of X's in there.
All the X's.
The experience ecosystem powered by data. So give a quick summary on what you want to talk about here.
Well, CX, customer experience, is a discipline that I was very happy to hear how many presenters and topics this conference has focused on the importance of member experiences. And you know, not just that we have to provide great service,
mm-hmm.
right? But CX is a discipline that puts the member at the center of all business decisions, not after the fact, but before you make the decision.
Yeah.
And in order to make good decisions about what members want, need, desire from their financial institution, you really need to know something about them. And, and that all has to do with research and data and a lot of analytics. And so those X's that we talked about are the way that those play out, right? So
mm-hmm.
CX, customer experience, DX, digital experience,
mm-hmm.
UX, the interfaces for all of these digital channels through which our lives now flow.
Yeah.
And then increasingly EX, which just recently was talked about as the employee experience. You know, we try to make experiences better for our members.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandeep had a great visual. He says, we ask our members to do this, but we ask our employees to do this. And it's making the experience better for our employees that ultimately translates into better experiences for members.
Yeah. Oh, so true.
Yeah.
Well, I had Manish Sharma in here yesterday talking about what he's offering there at I think it's Resolve.ai, and how that makes the whole employee experience much more efficient, so they can better serve the members. So yeah, so I totally get what you're talking about right there. Very timely, sir. Very timely. So what are some takeaway? I mean, what can a credit union take away from this? Obviously, take care of your employees, and then your members will be happy. If you have happy employees, happy members,
yes.
that whole recipe. So share with me some takeaways here.
Well, I think, you know, the danger for most credit unions, I think financial services in general, is the temptation to be all things to all people. And yet, if you can identify who you want to be when you grow up earlier than your competition, you can be more focused with how you deploy your resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of sessions at the conference have been talking about how do you know what you want to be, how do you do that really well, and CUlytics is all about using data to answer those questions.
Yeah.
And so, thankfully, CX is a high user of data, at least at Celerity. where what we do, and so tapping into the power of data to deeply understand what motivates our members in terms of what they need, want, desire from their financial partners, their financial institution, helps us serve them better.
Yeah, because you stole my thunder, because my next question to you was like, hey, how are you guys at Celerity using this recipe, if you will?
Well, we do a lot of surveying and listening to our members. And, you know, it's funny, the Sandeep just ended with, you know, Net Promoter Score is not the end-all be-all. And he's absolutely right. Net Promoter Score is just an indicator of an overall sentiment that our members have with us. But we're trying to now increasingly pair that with trust. And loyalty paired with trust is a very intriguing kind of way of looking at how consumers view their relationship with their financial institution. You know, you can think about some financial institutions who have made news within the last couple of years who breached that trust factor. And so, you know, the question that we just started asking our members to try to measure trust is, does Celerity have my best interests at heart, even when it's not in their bottom, aligned with their bottom line, right? And so you think about, are we doing things with our members that's in the members' best interest, even if it doesn't make our bottom line better? And what percentage of our members answer yes to that? And so you pair that with a loyalty metric like Net Promoter Score, and a trust index, and that joining of loyalty with trust, they're related to each other.
They complement each other, right?
Right.
So you build that trust, and then the loyalty comes from that, and then the trust gets enhanced even more so. So it's a nice little cycle
that
there.
That is the theory, yes.
Yeah, that's the theory. So do you guys know who you want to be when you grow up? I mean, just going back to your question.
We are working very hard on that right now. We've got a massive member segmentation model that we've built. We're about 80, 85% of the way there.
Okay.
We just need some help trying to draw some final conclusions about who this target persona is. And we think it has to do with engagement. We think it has to do with sustainability. This group of members who are at the center of this cluster we call it the center of the galaxy, because it's very dense. But if we can really deeply understand them, know what they want, need, desire from us, then we can make them the center of our universe, make all our business decisions in ways that align and resonate with them, and then look out into the broader world and say, how many other people are like that who would benefit from what we do, and bring them to us? And that should help power growth.
Indeed. And what are you going to take from this conference to help foster that at Celerity?
Well, we met some great vendors.
I bet you did,
And many of them in this particular conference are all about data. And, you know, the tools that are now kind of come of age, right? Like, everybody's talking about AI. But there's tools also that are in machine learning that can help us create those correlations between similarities that members have that are not necessarily recognizable to the human eye. Tapping into some of the power of those tool sets. Again, the complexity factor is pretty steep, but tapping into that, I think there's some vendors out there that may have some talent that we can tap into.
No doubt. Yeah, some serious talent in that room, credit union wise, and also some really talented folks on the vendor side as well. So you're in a good spot.
Yep.
Good spot for here, for sure. Anything surprise you at this show? Did any nugget of information go, oh, I didn't know that, or wow, maybe we could use that? So
I think I'm going to circle back to what I said. It's been gratifying to know that member experience has been kind of recognized as really key to the success of credit unions, And that it's not just providing great service. It's really deeply understanding who our members are and then using that data for good, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there's that other side of data,
right.
And we want to go there right just yet. So all right, anything else, Dave? I know I could talk to you for another half hour on this type of stuff. So I always love getting the credit union perspective on how you guys are using this recipe like you just spelled out here. So it's really interesting to get it from the, I guess, the user perspective, if
sure.
you will. So yeah, good
well,
stuff.
I think it's a great conference. I think Naveen has brought together a group of people who share their ideas and their perspectives and their knowledge very
yep.
freely and openly. So I appreciate that, and it's been a great conference.
Yeah, no doubt. He's built a pretty cool community here for sure. So, and I think it's much needed, especially in the data analytics area where things change so rapidly.
Yes.
So it's great to feed off of each other in that area. So, yeah, good stuff. All right, David, thank you so much for your time today, and keep up the good work there at Celerity, and look forward to the next chat down the line sometime.
All right, thank you very much.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.